All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound. A lot of you called in on this one, and we just love hearing your guesses, so we thought we'd play you a few.
First voice message.
Parrots off the telegraph hill.
Those jaunty little green fluttery parrots of...
Telegraph Hill, cherry-headed parrots.
It sounded like a bird. I'm not sure what kind of bird.
There's these little birds in the San Francisco Zoo.
The zoo in San Francisco.
Parrots.
Wild parrots on...
Telegraph Hill.
Wild parrots
at Telegraph Hill.
Wild parrots. And I'm guessing that they are in Jefferson Square.
I have seen them fly over the CPMC Davies Medical Center.
Of course, it's parrots. Of Telegraph Hill, most definitely.
I think it's the parrots of Nob Hill.
The wild parrots on Telegraph Hill, but I'm not sure, and I just wanted to try my luck.
End of new messages.
To find out more about this week's sound, we sent KALW's Leela Day on a sonic quest. Ever since I moved to San Francisco 2 years ago, I've been told about the wild parrots of Telegraph Hill. Lots of people claim to have seen and heard them in their backyards, but they're most famous for hanging around the gardens up by Coit Tower. So I decided to spend a day here, trying to track them down.
Hello. Did you just hear the parrots fly overhead?
Parrots.
Did you hear them? You guys know?
Sorry.
Parrots.
Really?
I was once told by a native San Franciscan that it would sound like 1,000 screaming babies flying toward me. And these birds, they don't sound like that.
Have you heard about the wild parrots of
the
Telegraph?
The green ones.
Yes.
Yes, our daughter said they're all...
I think they're green. I feel kind of ridiculous, but I do really want to find them. So I just keep walking up to strangers, asking if they've seen these birds.
They've just been sitting right up here, and they flew down into this tree.
Oh, wow. I just missed them, huh?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh.
Okay, this is getting exhausting. I've just climbed up and down about 200 stairs, but I'm not leaving Telegraph Hill until I find them. I see a man jogging, so I stop him.
I saw them when I walk to work. There's a couple of like poplar trees that they sit at the top of, and it's quite lovely to see them because they are spectacularly coloured, green with a little bit of red.
It's even harder to find these birds because I can't just offer them bird seed and have them land on my shoulder. That's now illegal. We aren't supposed to feed the wild parrots. Up ahead on Telegraph Hill, I see a man working in the garden near his house. His name is Julian Chetniff.
Whenever they wake up, they fly through here, go somewhere in San Francisco, and come back about 4 or 5. In another hour, half hour, you'll hear them. They just swarm around here, really. Just right at this moment, because you're here, nothing's happening.
I know. I've been trying to find them, and I can't.
Oh, you'll hear them before you see them, and they'll be by the dozens.
I see them.
I take a seat on a step and look up into the trees. The green birds are hopping from branch to branch like little monkeys, drowning out the sounds of the cars below. Some people walk by and don't even look up. Then I see a guy wearing a leather cowboy hat. He's definitely looking up. His name is Chris Vardian, and he's a tour guide who's cutting through the garden on his way home.
Nobody knows exactly where they came from. You know, people think it was probably escape pets or something, but nobody really knows. It started with just a few, and now there are hundreds living here wild. They just go where they decide to. You know, the city's not that big, 7 miles by 7 miles, so they'll go just about anywhere. Anywhere there's nice, you know, places to roost and hang out.
Though it didn't take me as long as I thought to find these parrots, the search for the little green creatures makes San Francisco feel a little bit more wild. On Telegraph Hill, I'm Leela Day.